Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? So I am absolutely delighted to say that our deep freeze of minus 30 temperatures has lifted. Fingers crossed, it stays. Now it's a little more extreme the other way. We're like pluses, which, okay. I mean, it was so crazy. 2 days ago when I was out doing chores, it was weird because the sun was shining, and in our minus 30 temperatures, there was no sunshine. I don't even remember the last time I got to sit in the sunny spot in the living room, and it was weird because all of a sudden it was bright and there, and I actually got stuck. I mean, there's a lot of snow, to give me credit for that. But realistically, really what happened is I was like, whoa, can't see, too much sun, awesome. And yeah, I sort of miscalculated and ended up in a big snowbank with my bale truck that my husband had to get out. I mean, he actually got more stuck than I did, so I'm taking that as, you know, haha. But yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it was me. But yeah, and it was interesting to me how profoundly affected by it I felt. It just felt odd. But isn't that what happens to us? We kind of get into a pattern or used to something, and then when it shifts and changes, it's kind of surprising, and it takes a little bit to adapt to the new scenario. I mean, we're all in a trauma-induced state because of still dealing with this pandemic, but I was thinking, wow, I was in survival mode completely, because at minus 30-some temperatures, my whole days were focused on the livestock. Like, you know, making sure that they had enough to eat, because that's how they stay warm, making sure they had shelters, making sure no drinkers were frozen, making sure they could walk across the pasture. We had to plow snow trails so that they have places to walk. Although as I look outside right now, I see some of them stomping in places where there is no trails. Good for them. Getting their steps in. Doing lots of exercise for calving. So yeah, it's interesting. And it just, like, felt so good to be out in that sunshine, and so crazy that you kind of forget. I don't know how to put it into words, the energy that I'm feeling, but it was interesting to me. And so, yay, I spent a lot of time outside yesterday, and then some interesting things have been happening, as always, right? And I feel like I'm overthinking it. Has that happened to any of you? How's that overthinking going? I have a whole energy clearing that I created for it because, yeah, I overthink. And it's a different energy overthinking than pondering something to get answers. And I do both. So sometimes the overthinking sneaks in or sneaks up on me, I guess. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm overthinking this project that I'm working on. And then some interesting things happened yesterday, and I was like, huh, okay. And so I really ended up, like, stomping. Actually, I didn't even stomp yesterday much. A little bit. Doing chores and stuff and being outside and soaking in the sunshine to get my answers. And that's where I thought, well, maybe I'm just overthinking. Maybe the person involved I'll have a conversation with next week, and we'll figure it out. But, yeah, I also know that if I'm overthinking things, it's time for me to do an energy clearing and or a chakra balancing. So I will absolutely take care of the chakra thing today. I have a great big one for us so that we can be in tune and then balance all of our chakras, because those lovely little energy centers that give us so much information, so cool. And I was feeling it. Yeah. In my heart chakra is where I was actually feeling this energy that I was feeling and that caused me to overthink, which is interesting. And so I will figure it out. And maybe I'm not overthinking. Maybe there's some pieces of information that I truly need in this situation, and that could also be true. And here's the thing. You don't know till you know, right? Which is what frustrates us about being intuitive and psychic sometimes. We don't know till we know. No straight lines, easy answers. Dare to dream, hey? Dare to dream. Whew. Lots of buzzy energy today that I'm feeling, probably just because I have lots going on. It's all about me, right? Wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. I just want to make sure. I have a really in-depth chakra balancing today, so I'm not going to chat for too long, and then we'll go right into it so that we can make sure we get all of the information we need and attunement from it. I took a very delightful hypnotherapy class on Saturday, and oh man, it felt so nice. I like being on the receiving end of the meditations, and it helped. It helped so much. And then the sunshine. Woohoo! Okay. So why do we want to attune and balance our chakras? Because it will connect us with higher energies. It will connect us with our guidance systems. It will help us be grounded and get that information that we want to get to solve our problems. Because let's be real, how often are we solving problems? Yeah, all the time, right? And so if your chakras are balanced, you can get information that feels clear and understandable, right? And so for this balancing, we're going to focus on the 7, from the base of the spine to the top of the head. We're going to ground ourselves deep into Mother Earth. And so that we can have some more feelings of well-being, right? And so I'm going to quickly go through all of the chakras, and then we will start the meditation. So the first one is the red one, and it's the benefit of having it balanced is stability. It's at the base of the spine. The second one is the orange one. The benefit of having it balance is spontaneity, and it's below our navel. The third one is the yellow one, in empowerment, and it's located in our solar plexus. The fourth one is the green one, and it's for joy, and it's in our heart. The fifth one is the blue one, authenticity, it's in our throat. The sixth one is purple, certainty, and the third eye. The seventh is white, communion, and the top of the head. And so to have these align, we'll be able to attune our energy for our well-being, connect to higher energies, refocus positively, and it's a good stress relief, which we could all use. Okay, so let's go ahead, take a nice breath in. Let's just go into the meditation. Mainly because I want it to. Okay, are you ready? All right, let's become aware of our breathing. Breathing in. Just breathing. Noticing our breath for a few moments. Just gently and easily focusing on our breath. Gently and easily focusing on our breath. Nice. Nice. All right. Let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as possible. Beginning to release and letting go. Release and letting go. Calm, feeling balanced, releasing and letting go. As your normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around. It gently and lovingly wafts around your head, your neck and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath, across your upper back, circling around through your chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, this lovely breeze continues, circling around through the mid-back and around through your solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through your tummy, releasing and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath, this lovely breeze continues, moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles and around through your feet. Now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, you are deeply, deeply relaxed. Now that you're deeply relaxed, beginning to notice a connection to the earth and the earth energy, connecting you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth, deep into the core, grounding you and stabilizing you. Also, notice your connection to the energy of the universe, opening and receiving the light. You're connected deep into the earth, being grounded and stabilized, and you're also connecting up into the universe, opening and receiving the light. You're imagining or visualizing this light coming from above in a tunnel-like, perhaps a cone-like light of pure positive energy, a stream that flows down through and all around, flowing within and all around. Imagining that this light is clearing and cleansing, taking away all old energy, like washing away dust, dirt, and debris. Releasing all that is no longer needed or wanted. Moving it right out of the being and the mind. Letting all the old, the past, the blocks, the stoppages go. Cleansing and clearing. Cleansing and clearing. Letting it go. Just letting it go. Now, let's bring your attention to the base of your spine, noticing this area as the first chakra, like a light ball of energy. And the color of this light is red. This chakra represents survival, physical health, sexuality, and security, maintaining a steady flow of breathing. Bringing to this chakra the energy of the earth, the energy of the universe, cleansing and releasing any tension, cleansing and clearing this chakra. This chakra is associated with the quality of stability. What does stability mean? What in nature suggests stability? Tune into the energy of stability. What it means for you. Imagine and visualize that first chakra absorbing the quality of stability. Focusing on this chakra, imagining the meaning of stability, ask the light to send stability to this first chakra, filling it with the vibrancy of the color red. Absorbing all of this. Got this. And now, it's all filled with that lovely, vibrant red, imagine projecting stability, expressing stability into your world. Radiant health, balanced, with a sense of well-being. Imagine you being in complete comfort with sexuality, at ease with life, feeling secure. That's what balancing this chakra is doing. You're going to have radiant health. You're going to be balanced. You're going to have a sense of well-being and being in complete comfort with sexuality and at ease with your life and secure. Nice. That a little bit more energy. Excellent. Just a little bit more. Okay, now let's move up to our second chakra. We're going to focus on the area of your abdomen. Sense the light ball of energy that is orange. This is the area of the being where sensuality, moods, and emotions are managed by the energy of this second chakra. Maintain a steady flow of breathing as the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe flows to this area, cleansing and clearing, releasing and clearing, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of the color orange. Cleansing and clearing, releasing and clearing. Cleansing and clearing, releasing and clearing, filling the chakra with the vibrancy of that color orange. The second chakra is associated with the quality of spontaneity. What does spontaneity mean to you? Think about spontaneity. What in nature suggests spontaneity? What is your sense? Spontaneity. Focusing on your second chakra. Imagine the inner atmosphere of spontaneity. Ask the light to send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra. Imagine projecting spontaneity into the world. Imagine freedom. Playfulness and being at ease and natural. As you continue having the light send the quality of spontaneity to your second chakra, imagine projecting it out into the world. Imagine freedom, playfulness, and being at ease and natural. Now let's move up to our third chakra. to the solar plexus, determining your environment, taking charge in creating. The color of this light ball of energy is yellow. As you maintain that steady flow of breathing, bring the energy of the earth and the universe to this area of the being, cleansing and clearing, releasing any tension, filling the third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. Just keep on cleansing and clearing, clearing and cleansing, and releasing any tension as you fill this third chakra with the vibrancy of the color yellow. This third chakra of yours is associated with empowerment. What is sensed about that? Noticing a sense of self-ownership. What does that mean? What in nature suggests empowerment to you? Directing life with self-assurance, empowered to how it could be. Allow your third chakra to be absorbing the fullness of creative empowerment. Absorbing the fullness of creative empowerment. Feel great. Now, let's move up to your fourth chakra. Turning your attention next to your chest area, imagine the light ball of energy that is green. This is the chakra that represents love, compassion, and wisdom. As you maintain a steady flow of breathing, bringing the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your being. Cleansing and clearing, releasing any tension, filling your fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. I'm going to give you a few moments to do this because I feel like we all need extra time on our heart chakra. Cleansing and clearing, releasing any tension, and filling the fourth chakra with the vibrancy of the color green. Cleansing and clearing, clearing and cleansing, soaking in the color green, the heart chakra is associated with the quality of joy. What does joy mean? What does joy mean to you? Where is joy in your life? What in nature suggests joy? Now, you are sensing easily and effortlessly giving and receiving joy. Being aware of the value within, full of love and wisdom. Ask the light to send joy to your fourth chakra. And becoming aware of the fourth chakra's deep well, being filled with love, being filled with joy. Feels so good. You're going to sense how easily and effortlessly it's going to be giving and receiving joy. Being aware of the value within, full of love and wisdom, ask the light to send joy to your fourth chakra and become aware of the fourth chakra's deep well being filled with love, being filled with joy. You got this. Now that we're all filled with joy, let's turn our attention next to our throat area, noticing the light ball of energy that is blue. This is the fifth chakra, representing communication abilities with others. As you continue to maintain a steady flow of breathing, bringing the energy of the earth and the universe to this part of your being, cleansing and clearing, releasing any tension, filling the fifth chakra with the vibrancy of the color blue. The fifth chakra's quality is authenticity. What does authenticity mean? Where is authenticity in your life? How is it expressed in the world? What in nature suggests authenticity? Let the feeling of being authentic fill your being. Imagine communicating easily, effortlessly, and effectively. As the fifth chakra becomes filled with the radiant light of authenticity, free-flowing and clear. Feel what you feel. Again, let's let the feeling of being authentic fill your entire being. Truly you. Authentically you, with confidence. Imagine how it will feel to communicate easily, effortlessly, and effectively, which you will be able to do. Soaking in a little more of that radiant light of authenticity in the blue, free-flowing and clear. Excellent. You can always come back to this meditation if you feel like you need a little more. Now let's move up to our sixth chakra. As we move our concentration to the top of the vertebral column, right inside your head, this is the sixth chakra, which oversees the mind, the imagination, the ability to see with clarity and perspective. Become aware of the light ball of energy that is purple. Maintain your steady flow of breathing, bringing the light energy of the universe and the energy of the earth to this part of the being, cleansing and clearing, releasing any tension, filling your sixth chakra with the vibrancy of the color purple. Fantastic. Cleansing and clearing and releasing any tension. The quality of this chakra is certainty. What does certainty mean? To you. Let the feeling of being certain fill all around and all through. Imagining being clear, without confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know. With clear vision. Nice. Let that feeling of being certain fill you all around and all through. Imagining being clear without any confusion, no hesitation, and acknowledge yourself as someone who knows what they know. With clear vision. Someone who is able to create with imagination and go forward with new creation in certainty. Let the vibrancy of this color purple to be brilliant in your sixth chakra. Ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. Nice. Soak all that in. Excellent. Nice. Again, ask the light to send certainty to your sixth chakra. And go forward with new creation in certainty. I'm really feeling this one here, probably because of my overthinking issue. Soak in the purple. Let the light and the earth do its job. Nice. Okay, let's move up now to our seventh chakra, to the area right over the top of our heads. This is where we allow for spiritual energy, spiritual beingness. The color is white, and it is this chakra that connects with the universe. As you continue maintaining your steady flow of breathing, bringing the light energy of the universe through this area, cleansing and clearing, releasing any tension, releasing any feelings of separation and solitude, filling the seventh chakra with this pure white light. Sensing this light ball of energy growing in intensity. Cleansing and clearing, releasing all tension, releasing any feelings of separation and solitude, filling your seventh chakra with this pure white light. Sensing this light ball of energy growing in intensity. The quality of this chakra is communion. Imagine what communion means. Where is communion in your life? How does it show up? Filling this chakra, letting it nourish your spiritual self. Get in touch with the sense of belonging here on earth, having purpose, having knowingness, and pure intuition. Pure intuition. Ask the white light to send the quality of communion to your seventh chakra and allow for the harmony of trusting yourself. And once again now, we're going to focus on the heart and accept with joy being fully attuned and aligned. Nice. Fully attuned and aligned with all your chakras. They're balanced, they're cleansed, they're great. Now we're just going to reinforce everything we've done with our chakras. Imagine being at the top of your symbolic staircase with all your chakras balanced, cleansed, and cleared as we deepen and reinforce that idea. Going down the stairs. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, feeling secure, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Any and all negatives have long ago dissipated, and you're entering the positive domain. Sensing the energy has been purified, your mind, your whole being, and spirit are working together harmoniously for positive benefit on all levels and for forward movement in life. You got this. Now that you're feeling cleansed, you're feeling balanced, you can move forward in life feeling confident, feeling secure, feeling creative, feeling good about your life. Now we're going to count. You're going to come up and out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your first name out loud. Whew, how did that feel? I feel great. I'll let you know how it goes, because I have some creative projects that, let's see if this gives me a new outlook on it. Woop, woop. I love validations. I love when things come together. So I'm going to send you all a hug. Don't forget to sign up for my energy clearing this week. I'm going to put something out today for choices. And, yeah, send you all a big hug and a blessing. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.